Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Change title. Come on. Come on. I got that. That's out of the way. What else? All right. Come on, there it is. Check one, two. Copy. One, two. Check one, two. Skype. Settings. Audio. Check one, two. I'll cut that up in 1 second.
The Lord held the water still.
That's it. The 12 tribes of Israel. From Puerto Rico. Lord is calling back Israel. At gunpoint, in the belly of these great ships, we've traveled in fear. By the rivers of Babylon, we found our brothers here. Whoa! All right. Jumping right in. The Most High's Gathering Israel. I'm Elder Rikosh Yah with our weekly Patreon. Our weekly Patreon broadcast. I'm going to jump right in. We're Passover week. I'm just, brothers and sisters, we're back Passover week at the end of it. So I'm just making a cameo just to inform you, brothers and sisters, I haven't forgotten you. And all the labor of love and your support that you continually do through our church in supporting our Patreon. So I'm really trying to bolster this Patreon because there's so much to do this year with such little time. So I'd like to thank you for your patience. Of course, there was no broadcast last week. I'm going to give you more content, interviews, and a lot of other things I have planned that will be strictly for Patreon members this coming year. So your dedication with Patreon will pay off long term, because all the things we cannot talk about on YouTube will be right here. Now, I can't be here for long because I have to prepare for tomorrow. Sun is going down, but I have to give y'all this Patreon report. So many things are going on, brothers and sisters, with our people since taking the vaccine. And there's a story out in France, and I'm sure that there's other stories like this that are not being covered that you all, that we all need to understand. I said this, brothers and sisters, when the coronavirus and all that broke out, that when people are dying or sick or even worse, die from this experimental vaccine, that insurance companies are going to use the experimental component to claim that it doesn't cover experimental drugs. And what I said has come into fruition. Insurance companies everywhere are denying what? Insurance claims, life insurance claims from people who are dying directly from the vaccine. At first, they were claiming that it was safe and all this stuff to get the stuff in them, after talking on both sides of their mouths. But now, folks, under the cloud of the Ukrainian war, people are dropping like flies, and their family aren't able to, what, collect the insurance on them. A report that you won't hear anywhere. My ear is still to the ground, and I need you all to understand that a lot of people who made these choices are going to be dropping like flies. And guess what? Even if they are totally covered or insured, if the insurance companies see that the vaccines is something that they took, they'll be able to use it down the line as a reason not to pay a claim. So it's not strictly if you drop dead, which means even though you're paying on your insurance premiums, if you've taken the vaccine, it has voided your insurance. They didn't tell you that. So you're going to still pay on it, but if you die, the loved ones that are left will be told, I'm sorry, Some of the effects we see are a direct result of the vaccine. And because it was experimental, that heart attack is not covered. Check this out. Look at this, my brothers and sisters. Check this out. You can't make it up. Hold on. See, a lot of you don't know that most life insurance policies, I was a life insurance accident, health, life, and annuities, okay, is what, that was my expertise in the business world when I was dealing with insurance. And usually suicide isn't covered under life insurance policies, okay? Why? Of course, someone may get sick and choose to off themselves so that their family can have a better quality of life. Many people would sacrifice themselves, you know, to give their children and wife or whatever a better quality of life, or vice versa. So, if you took the vaccine knowing the risk, insurance companies can deem that it was suicidal. We told you that the vaccine is suicidal. Look at this. He said you may want to check your policy. And you know what Fauci and Bill Gates are saying right now? Show me the money. For years, governments, your doctors, all of that were claiming that it's absolutely safe. And we told you, when it was rolled out, the vaccines were deemed experimental from the years from 2020 to 2023. It would be deemed an experimental drug, because it would take that amount of time to collect the international data to know all the positives or negatives from the experiment. So it's experimental. And they could have only rolled this vaccine out under the case of an emergency. Voila, pandemic. So if you took it and died from it, the government and insurance would put it down as a what? Suicide. It's the hospitals complicit with the insurance companies. Whoa, whoa, whoa. 515-605-9327. The Bible teaches us to stay away from this stuff. Job 13 and 8 says, they are forgers of lies and physicians of no value. It's not a healthcare system anymore. It's a death care sentence. And now it's a death care service. And what's going on now, under the cloud of the war, is taking everything else off of the television, because enough people are getting sick, cancers, and are dying at a vast rate. And none of that is getting reported because of the Ukrainian war. At the same time, people being pressed on every side with all of our goods going up, gas going up, which means it takes petrol or gas to bring all your goods into markets, stores. So that means the cost of all products has gone up, including food. We are about to go into a famine. Brothers and sisters, better prepare. I've been telling people for years, the Most High warned us that just like it was in the days of Joseph, you had your plenteous time, and you had what? You had your plenteous time to prepare for a famine. Where in the little plenteous time that's left, start preparing to do what? Grow your own food and store grain. That's right. Grain as well as canned goods. I can only take a few calls because I took so long on the other side, but I just wanted to do a cameo to let you know. The report is out here, brothers and sisters. They expect many people to die and not be able to collect the insurance on themselves because you chose suicide, the COVID vaccination. 515-605-9327 in your chat, and we do reports like this strictly for our loyal Patreon members. Thank you again. I also, what I did, and I'm going to put it in the chat again so that your family members can look this up. These are cases that are out there going unreported by mainstream media, but it's out there. And this was a billionaire who got his life insurance plans denied. So, you know, he was a millionaire. So, you know, his life insurance plan had to be up with $10, $15 million as a millionaire. And automatically the insurance company looked at it and say, well, he died right after the vaccine. So the reports were out there of the side effects and he still chose to get it. He's intelligent to know that being a millionaire, that this is to call the herd, to thin the herd, and for the ignorant and people who don't know any better. He's a rich guy. We're not paying these millions of dollars for a guy who made a foolish choice with all the information that's out there. That's suicide for him. 515-605-9327. Man, what will they do next? And above all, how long will life go on? How long will this continue to happen with our people still trusting a society, a satanic empire that have always destroyed, killed, you know, and lied to our people? 919 area code, you're live.
Shalom, Elder.
Let me cut up your volume, okay? Hold on. Let me cut up your volume. Settings. Hold on. All right. One moment. Audio?
How about now? I have my volume down.
No. It's on my side. Go ahead. You can speak now.
Okay. Yeah.
Go on.
I just want to say the Passover was amazing. I can honestly say it rivaled 2016. That was my first, and I've been every one. And I was waiting for you to do the split, but that's okay. But since we're talking about
I don't think the garment I had on would have allowed a split, but I don't think those days are well behind me. But go on.
yeah. Since the scandemic is over, I just want to give you a little synopsis of my experience with it. When it first started, basically the whole scandemic, I felt nothing. But right at the end, we had some people come in the home me and my mother resides at, and to, you know, redo our kitchen. And they had a smell on them. You know, they had a stench smell, and they smoked cigarettes. They just was defiled. And they was in the home for about 3 weeks. But anyway, make a long story short, after they left, starting to get a little ill. She started to feel funny. She wouldn't come out of the room. But she caught COVID. So she got it. My mother was the same age. Your mother passed. Brother, that hurt me so bad because your mother, my mother, the same age. My mother will be 80 in August. During the whole time, okay. she was fine, but these people came in the home and they passed on the tour. But she got COVID. I got a headache. But I thought about you when I took her to the hospital. They wanted to play games. I remember your story, how, you know, they wanted to divide us and pretty much I couldn't see her. So I was like, oh, no, we're not playing those games. And the nursing, she was a straight BITCH. So I ended up having to drive another 45 minutes away to another hospital. And they was a little bit more lenient. They said, look, as soon as she tests, there's a 24-hour wait, then you can see her. I said, you know, and she had pneumonia, so I had no other choice. But 2 days, she bounced back. Boom, she was fine. It just, you know, during the time, you know, I told my mother, I said, Mom, you need to go out and get some sun. me to walk. She didn't do that, but she bounced back quick. But the Scandemic was a joke. Like I try to tell brothers, I'm the brother. I waited in line, brother, to see you, but it was this pandemonium. I wanted to personally roast you because 2 years ago I called in to take you by the goat milk, and you laughed me off the radio. You probably don't remember, but six months later you was drinking goat milk, but I tried to tell you, but you laughed at me, but but it was funny.
No, listen, I wasn't laughing about the goat milk. Keep it in mind, I lived near the Mediterranean for years where every day
there
I had
go,
goat
you know.
Milk. But the problem I had with you, and I remember that, is the fact that when we begin to turn these into causes where goat milk become a religion, okay, that's when I'm going to say, hold up, man, hold up. We have to back up off this. It's just milk. So, I drunk goat milk every day, and I know the medicinal uses that comes with that milk opposed to this pasteurized garbage they're giving us, homogenized stuff here in the States. But, yeah, I'm with you, brother. I'm with you. And the next time, you should have brought some goat milk. All right?
Well, I said, you know, I try to get at you to put a face with, but that's okay. You know, it was pandemonium. I met you many times. You see me, you'll recognize it. But the Passover brother,
I recognize you. I know who you are. But it's good. It's good that I can put a. I can put a face to the voice now, my brother. I'm with you.
Okay, brother. Right. I had a great time, brother. And my mother was 80 years old. Oh, she been talking about the past all week. I'm like, Mama, we gonna go to the Shabbat this Saturday. Just chill out.
Hold up. So she came to the Passover too?
She came in 2018, but she hasn't came back since. But she said,
I'm
gonna
tell you,
whoever
missed this Passover, they missed their Passover. It was, I'm already looking forward to next year. But all right, my brother, bless you.
Yeah, okay, brother.
All right, bless you. I'm glad your mother is doing well. Bless you. All right. More information. Looky what we have here. Elizabeth Eads, what are the doctors saying? The doctors are saying millions will get AIDS from the vaccine. You will be diagnosed with HIV and AIDS. That's right. That's right, folks. That was their plan. Keep in mind that Fauci was the mad, evil scientist behind the theory that HIV causes AIDS, when there's no science to back that up at all. There's no science. HIV is a what? It's a deficiency of white blood cells. But usually that happens in a society if you take drugs, you live a low quality of life, you're not getting vitamins, you're not healthy, immediately it begins to deplete your white blood cells, which would be an immune deficiency. That's not a disease. That comes from a poor lifestyle. But if they can turn it into a disease, at the same time propagate and push a poor lifestyle in a society, they can deem us disease through AIDS. Well, guess what? What they're doing through the vaccine is they're topping off. They're finishing what they started with the fake HIV/AIDS campaign. HIV and AIDS, the only diseases that are diagnosed through a questionnaire. But now, based on your low white blood cell count, through the vaccine, you're going to see people walking around looking like AIDS victims. Let's get it. Look at that. Now, brothers and sisters, why is this scary? It's scary because we know what we do know about HIV and AIDS is that they claim it can be spread through sexual transmission. Now, even though a lot of that was an initial lie at first, because it was really an immune deficiency. And with the immune deficiency, the drug itself, AZT, was killing the people. Instead of boosters back then, they was prescribing those diagnosed with AIDS with what? That AZT, which is a DNA destroyer. An actual chemical that was used as a torture drug during World War II by Russia. Okay? Now, you have to think about that. AZT is a DNA destroyer that was killing our people, and the hospitals and others started putting that stuff down as AIDS, when really people were dying of different medical issues. It wasn't no AIDS. It was the fact that their body couldn't heal from sicknesses. So back then, it was the AZT drug that was the beta test for what they're doing now through the vaccine. But I believe through the spike protein, the reforming of our genetics, that those that are getting that vaccine will be able to spread that spike protein to brothers or sisters they're dealing with, which would make that what? A sexually transmitted disease. What they were talking about at first have come into fruition with those who are vaccinated. So here it is. You can meet a person and think it's all good. They may look good on the outside, but their genetics have been changed on the inside. And when you begin to deal with relations with this person, marital relations, they are spreading the spike protein to you, giving you HIV or AIDS, which has now been created synthetically through the vaccine. Now, of course, this is all of 53 minutes of viewing, hence the reason I put the full link in the chat for our loyal Patreon members. Let me paste it there again. 53 minutes of serious, serious information that all of you, should immediately convey to your families. So that even if you end up finding a relationship somewhere with someone who's vaccinated, there's a good chance if these people are getting boosters and all that they're going to spread the disease to you. Depopulation at its finest. And with people now meeting anonymously through these apps and all these other things, man, this stuff is spreading like wildfire. And another thing, there's agreements international that if people got HIV or AIDS, a country can deny you entry into their country to protect their citizens from the disease. Hey, folks, this is where we are. 757 area code. Only got a few more, two more calls, and then I digress for the Sabbath. 757
area code.
Shalom.
Shalom, Elder. This is Brother Andre Rashad from the Virginia Body.
How are you? Were you just on?
No, sir. That was one of my friends, Travis, from the Virginia Body, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go on. How you doing, brother?
Can't complain. Virginia is deep in here right now. I like to see that. I like to see the brothers on Patreon.
Yes.
It's crazy you bring this forth, Elder, because I was having this conversation with some people at work the other day. So the evil genius of how they damage our immune systems over time is crazy. So just the history of it. So you go back to 1986 when Ronald Reagan passed the Childhood Vaccine Safety Act, and you had vaccine trials that once were 5 years long get cut down to 2 weeks, and you're giving us MMR shots. And you look into these things like the hepatitis B shot, babies aren't using drugs and having sex and using needles. So why do they need a Hep B shot? But you're giving babies hepatitis B shots at birth, and when you look into the genomic sequence of those viruses, they have these retroviruses and these adenoviruses that SARS-CoV-1, SARS-CoV-2 also have, right? So then the genius of this satanic vaccine, just to be honest with you, Elder, if you go to the CDC website, you look at the CDC website when they explain how the vaccine works. They say we took a spike protein and we wrapped it in lipid nanoparticles. Lipids are fats. So we wrapped it in lipid nanoparticles, and we're going to introduce that into your muscles, and then it's going to teach your body how to recreate this protein. So now you're going to change my DNA and teach my DNA how to remake DNA. But the evil part about this, Elder, is you have these things in your immune system, also called natural killer cells, but a very specific type of natural killer cell is something called a toll-like receptor. It's the TLR cells, And what they do is they recognize previous pathogens that you've dealt with in the past. So a TLR cell would kill a SARS-CoV-2 spike protein because it's similar to any AIDS virus or any SARS-CoV-1 virus or any common cold virus that we dealt with in the past. But if you wrap the spike protein in a lipid nanoparticle, that those TLR receptors won't recognize the spike protein because it's covered in fat.
It's like a Trojan horse. The vaccine was made to protect the killer cell.
Exactly.
To a degree where your normal defense mechanism to destroy it has no more effect. Yeah, it's croaking. It's croaking. It's like having a cell with a full-fledged assault weapon in your system, killing everything, but has a it has a shield of protection so that your normal defense cannot actually fight it.
Yes, come on.
Man.
And it's crazy, Elder. It's amazing you said that, because that was my exact point. It's the Trojan horse. And it just shows that Satan doesn't change his game, Elder. They use the Trojan horse tactics with the politicians. They use the Trojan horse tactics with the school system. They use the Trojan horse tactics with their psychology. And then they use it again with their science and the medical system. And it's crazy because when we learn molecular biology in school or virology in school, now I'm going to tell you, we don't go over more than 2 days of vaccines in school. We lucky if we get a half a day of vaccines, but what we do go over is molecular biology. And there's something called antibody-dependent enhancement. And if you look up ADE or antibody-dependent enhancement, what you'll find out is this Trojan horse effect is going to cause so many other viruses like AIDS to come back up. And those who may have encountered it and beat it and overcome it because they're not immune deficient, like you said, or those who will come across it in the future, like you said, through whether it be sexual intercourse or things of that sort. It's amazing because it's almost like, I guess the best example I can give is if I have a football team on one side of the ball, and the defense all has on red jerseys and the offense all has on white jerseys, the defense knows to tackle the offense because they all have on white jerseys. But
exactly,
if you change the color of their jerseys and you give them, I don't know, like, you know how the quarterback can't be tackled in practice, so the quarterback will wear a yellow jersey. If you give the entire offense yellow jersey, then and you only give the antibodies that are created by the spike proteins permission to attack, they're not going to attack their friends. So what it does is it creates an open lane for those cells to continually drive into our immune system. So every time we get boosted, all we're doing is opening up our immune system even more every time people get boosted. But I don't want to make this about a science class, Elder, but it was amazing you brought this out today, because I was just having this conversation this Wednesday.
Well, brother, I thank you, man. And yes, listen, that's what these Patreon reports are about. You know what I mean? To put it out there, to keep it fresh on your mind, what's really happening under the cover of these wars. We haven't transitioned from the effects of the coronavirus campaign. They're just flooding the news with all these distractive stories so that we don't understand the pain and suffering that's going on in our communities and in the earth in general, because of the vaccines now. They're just sitting back now like the bone collectors collecting souls. But none of it is getting reported. So I wanted to put that out there. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you, brother.
I appreciate it.
Double honors to you. Yes, sir.
And thank you, brother. Well-informed, brother. Bless you, my brother. I'm glad you're on our team. All right, crisis team, above all. 631 area code. 631 area code. Shalom, brother. Shalom. You're the last call for today. Our Patreon members, I'd like to thank you for supporting the church. All you Patreon brothers and sisters, there's a lot in store for you. I have in store for you all coming this coming year. But I digress. The floor is yours.
Yes, Elder. So I follow a bunch of doctors that are anti-vaccine on social media, and there's this one doctor, Dr. Robert Young. He usually looks at the cellular makeup of an individual, and he was looking at inoculated patients. And something that he'd seen, other than all the other stuff that's irregular, is graphene oxide creating some kind of network within the body. And he also stated a comment about how they're connecting us to the internet. And there's a scripture in Job chapter 8, verse 12, about how the people their hope will be cut off, and their hope, they should trust in the spider's web. So it kind of ties into the whole mark of the beast and things like that. But everything you're bringing out is like I said last time, it's stranger than fiction. You know, it really is true.
They say they should trust. Give me that, because hey, I'm gonna look at that. It says they should trust in the spider's web.
Job chapter 8, verse 12.
Job 8 and 14. Let me read it real quick. Man, some good stuff. It says, saw the paths of all those, Job 8 and 13, saw the paths of all that forgot God, and the hypocrite's hope shall perish, whose hope shall be cut off, and whose trust shall be in the spider's web. Woo! Hey, brother, that's pretty cold right there, because when you look at that word web, word web, it's bayeth, which means what? Let's see, let's get it.
The internet. Or I don't know what.
Hold up. I'm going to get it. Now, bayeth means house, door, dungeon, court, temple, within. Then it says the temple or web. Man, this, and you know what? This links directly to the metaverse we'll be speaking about this coming Sunday in the Academy. Are you in the Academy? Oh, man.
Month,
wait to hear. We have to. Okay, hey, that's fine. We're going to bring it out either way. It comes out eventually anyway, but I'm going to talk about that, how they transition in people from the gaming community into the metaverse, which links directly to the web. So we're going to be talking about that, being caught in the web. Great scripture, brother. Thank you. I want you to have a pleasant Sabbath. You have the last word before I segue out.
Khan, Tawada, Elder. That's all I really want to mention. Everything ties up with what you're saying, because when I first came to GOCC like a year ago, everything you said was just strange, but it was different from what you were hearing from a conventional church. And then the more you listen to the elder, the more you look into what you're saying, it really is all true, and the scriptures back it up 100%, you know. And I just want to thank you so much, Elder.
Well, thank you, brother. All praises be to the Most High, Ahaya, Bahashim, Yeshaya, Wahirwak. But I'm curious, when you said that when you first heard it, it was strange. What do you mean? Really, what it is, and it tell you in the scriptures, when Christ and the disciples were teaching Christ, it says people were astonished at his doctrine. There was a distinction. God. Even though they couldn't agree with it, they knew immediately it was something different. So when you said that at first, what was your first take on when you heard the doctrine through the gathering of Christ Church?
Well, it wasn't the doctrine. It was a certain video, and you were saying how all these Planned Parenthood facilities were sacrificing children, and how the RFID chip is linking to the mark of the beast, or is the mark of the beast, and a bunch of other things. The videos are like really long, but I enjoy watching them. And you know, none of the other churches are really saying anything like that, especially with sacrificing children to like these hospitals and Planned Parenthood. So it definitely astonished me and allowed me to listen further. And you know, it, it's The GOCC church and the videos are definitely anointed, and I'm just grateful to Ahaya that, you know, he chose me.
Hey, brother. I thank the Most High he chose you, too. Welcome to the brotherhood, the real brotherhood, crisis. All right? Thank you, my brother.
Water. Shalom,
all right, and that, shalom, that concludes our Patreon for this week. We'll be right back early next week, 12 noon sharp for Patreon.